we're talking about a person who has a need, and therefore there's a valid need that which has precedence, has preference in halacha, etc. Or a general person comes for a need. How many times do I have to give the person for the same need? The person comes to me every morning. How much do I have to give him, etc.? So there is actually a source in Chazal which says that a person is mechuyav to give many, many times, over and over again, to the same person. But the poskim explain that's referring that the person has a new need. If I came to him, he has a specific need, and I gave him already one time for this need, or a person came for breakfast, he says, you know, I still have enough money for breakfast. I already gave you money to help you for breakfast. Now somebody else will help you for the rest of the money for breakfast. He comes to me now, he needs money for lunch. Well, I gave him for breakfast, I didn't give him for lunch yet. So the fact that I gave him in the morning does not preclude that I should have a chiv to give him when he asks me again in the evening, because he needs food. He needs more food. The money which he used before was used for something else. Now, obviously, you have a situation where a person comes, the needs change, and the person, you know, person comes, he's sick. So it's an ongoing need. He needs money for medicine, etc. The same thing. He's raising money for a specific issue, and he's not gotten the full amount of money that he needs. I don't have a chiyuv to give him again. Obviously, if I want to, I could and I should, if I'm able to. But I do not have a chiyuv to give him. If I estimated this is where I want to put my money, this is what I'm able to do, I'm not a chiyuv to give more. Since we mentioned that we're talking about preferences in stalker, one of the areas which we have to address is, since we use our meiser money for the purposes of giving stalker, etc., what are we allowed to use meiser money for? And therefore, what other things, what areas go into the areas of the uses of meiser money / stalker? So, can I use meiser money to help pay to build a yeshiva? So it's building a building. That's not directly Talmud Torah. I want to use it to build the basic Knesset. I wanted to use it for Bikur Chayalim. There's other mitzvahs which are not stuck up in the idea of taking care of an ani, but the usages. What are the usages? So the Ikur Halacha of Meiser was created in order to create support for Tamid HaChachamim. That's the way the Chazal understand it. That the Tamid HaChachamim should be able to sit and learn. That is the main. We mentioned that was the main purpose of the of meiser money. There is a machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach. Are you allowed to use meiser money for other purposes? The Ramah says no, and the Shach and the Taz both paskin yes. And the Hakra of the Chassam Sofer is, and this is an important point that people, any of you are giving meiser or contemplating giving meiser, is that a person, when he undertakes to do meiser, undertakes to do it, he speaks out that he's going to do it in a way which, doing it blinetter, obviously you should try and say that, in a way that he can use it for other purposes. The original Kabbalah was allowing you to have a discretion how to use it. Then, some service says you can rely on the Taz and the Shach without a question. But if the person of Chachila undertook it, there's a mitzvah meiser, I'm going to keep meiser, you're getting involved in a measure of machloikis, and therefore he suggests that you should be machmer. The best thing to do in that situation is a person can be mater netter, and the person would go to three people and would say that when I made the original Kabbalah, I didn't speak out that it was blinetter, and I would like to, I did not want to have the different limitations, etc. I was unaware of that, and therefore I want to be mata my netter, and they tell you mutalach, 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 and then you speak out from that point on that I'm doing it. I'm in Makabal right now to do a blinetter, to allow myself to do these uses for these other purposes. There's a discussion in Halacha. There's a concept in Halacha talking about using meiser money to buy svarim, etc. So that heter was in the time where svarim were very difficult to get and expensive. And in order to facilitate the ability of people learning Torah, we said there's a heter to you. There was created an opinion which said you're allowed to use meiser money to buy svarim, etc. There are places which say nowadays, since it's much, the svarim are much cheaper, they're much more accessible, people have more money in general, it's not proper to use meiser money to purchase svarim. Of a person, and we do want to point out, if somebody did do that, that a person has to maintain it in such a way that it's available for the tzibur to use. It's not your sefer; it's a sefer which belongs to the tzibur, and its purpose was to make it available to the tzibur to use. You can take it with you when you move out of town to the next city. You can take it with you. You should have to make it available to the people. They should know that it's available. You should make it accessible, etc. Okay, I want to talk about a little bit of the uses of mice more tomorrow, and then we'll try and put it all together, make a final list of your preferences and the what has the precedence, etc. Have a good morning.